You're listening to the audio production of Never a Bridesmaid, published by Zondervan and read by Julie Lyles Carr.
Chapter 1. The morning my older sister Crystal announced her engagement, our whole family celebrated. Well, all but my dad, who mumbled something about checking his bank balance as he headed toward his computer to get online. Mama did a funny little dance on her way to make Crystal's favorite pancakes, all while singing a rousing chorus from her favorite praise song. My grandmother burst into tears at the news. She gave Crystal 1,000 kisses on each cheek, approximately, and launched into a passionate speech about the joys of married life. I chuckled at her enthusiasm as she boot-scooted her way out of the living room to call all her friends. And me? I gave Crystal the biggest hug ever, and then stood there, waiting for the words every sister anticipates, the invitation to serve as maid of honor. I'd earned the role, after all. 22 years of living under the same roof with my everything-has-to-be-perfect older sister had more than qualified me for the job, and the whole family knew orchestrating events was my special gift. Hadn't I planned all the birthday parties since I was 10? Now, if I could only get Crystal to stop staring at that over-the-top princess-cut diamond on her ring finger, we'd get this show on the road. It took a few minutes for her obsession with the engagement ring to subside, but she finally got control of herself. She grabbed my hands and squealed, then released a happy sigh. Oh, Mari, isn't it wonderful? I'm going to be Mrs. Philip Havenhurst. Finally. She brushed one of her platinum blonde locks aside and giggled. His parents have a membership at the River Oaks Country Club. According to Texas Bridal, it's Houston's top venue for weddings. I mean, who gets that? Certainly not girls like us. It's such an honor. I feel like a princess. I felt a little more like Cinderella at the ball. Hanging out with Houston's upper echelon would be nerve-wracking at best. I'd never really been much for the country club set, even though most of the people in our upper-middle-class community strived for such luxuries. Me? I'd rather get married on the beach any day. Or at our church. Certainly not at a hoity-toity place like River Oaks Country Club, and definitely not surrounded by people who preferred caviar to nacho cheese dip. I was more than a little concerned by her news about the venue. Does Dad know you're getting married at the country club? No wonder he's checking his bank balance. He's probably in a panic. Maybe it won't be as bad as we think. Concern flashed in my sister's blue eyes. Philip's father has connections. I'm sure he'll help work out something. I hope. Maybe, but it's still going to shake Dad up. I mean, the food cost alone will be crazy. Are you sure you don't want to get married at the church? Did you see how they did up the reception hall for Nikki Raymond's wedding? It looked amazing, almost like a high-end wedding facility. It can be done. If we have time, I mean. Have you set a date? Yes, mid-May. That gives us just 4 months. But don't worry, Mari. We're definitely getting married at the church. The reception just won't be there. Philip's parents probably wouldn't like that. Remember, I told you what kind of lifestyle they're used to? For whatever reason, the sparkle in Crystal's eyes faded as she spoke those words. Just as quickly, it reignited. Anyway, it'll be great. Of course it will. I did my best to sound reassuring and tried not to focus on the wide financial gap between our two families. Besides, I'm only getting married once. I want it to be amazing. It's going to be amazing, Crystal. And you, of all people, deserve the perfect wedding. You're the most giving person I know. I can't wait. Me either. She took a couple of steps in my direction and gave me a warm hug. So, have you given any thought to bridesmaids? Of course. I've been dreaming about my wedding for years. She released me from the hug and then listed several friends, cousins, and other relatives as possibilities, covering 8 or 9 people in the process. With each name, my heart felt a little heavier. Hello, did we forget someone? But I've limited it to 5. 1 sister, yes. 1 cousin and 3 best friends. 1 from high school, 1 from college, and 1 from church. She turned and faced me. I think that number is just right, don't you? Yes, but one of them, I paused and gave my sister a pointed look, will technically be a maid of honor. I cleared my throat and prayed she'd take the hint. Right? So it's really 4 bridesmaids and a maid of honor. I squared my shoulders and waited for Crystal to confirm what I already knew in my heart. Right, she nodded. The maid of honor handles a lot. The bridal shower, a bachelor...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?